Blog Talk Radio.
I thank God for this song. This song has been an inspiration to me. It's helped me go through some things, and I want to encourage you today. I know it looks rough. I know it looks tough. Listen to these words. Hang on in there. You're going to make it. Listen to this.
Show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong. Show yourself awesome in the midst of the storm. For in a time of trouble, He will give us a song. Show yourself mighty and show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty and show yourself strong.
Give a better
show.
Yeah.
Show yourself strong.
Show yourself awesome.
Show yourself awesome.
In the midst of the storm.
In the midst of the storm.
In the time
of trouble.
He
will give us a song.
Everybody
show.
Show yourself mighty.
Show yourself strong.
Show yourself strong.
Show yourself mighty.
Show yourself
strong.
Show yourself.
Step off
in the midst
in the time
you give us.
Listening to Global Gospel, stay tuned and be blessed.
He'll give us. Show yourself mighty.
Show yourself strong.
Show yourself
mighty.
Show yourself strong.
I want to encourage you. I was reading the Bible in the book of Joshua, and God said to Joshua, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. Only be strong and of good courage, and be not dismayed. I don't care what you're looking at, what you're going through, it's yours for the action. We can endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Encourage yourself. Oh,
show yourself mighty. We depend on you.
Show yourself strong.
We rely on you.
He's awesome, God.
Show yourself mighty.
He's gonna do it. I say he's gonna do it. Do I have a witness in the building? Won't you raise your hands? He's gonna do it. Before you get home tonight, before you wake up in the morning.
God bless you. God bless you. Good afternoon. This is Global Gospel, and I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and that means this is another Saturday afternoon that the Lord has allowed us to see. He has kept us all week long from danger seen and unseen. He has stayed the hand of the enemy, and certainly we thank God for just being able to share with you on today, life, health, and strength. To all of our listeners, we want you to tell your family, your friends, your neighbors to tune in right now to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And certainly you can reach out to us as well. We are on Facebook, Global Gospel. We are on Twitter, Global Gospel. And we are on Tumblr, Global Gospel. And the links to this show and all shows can be found on any of those pages. And so certainly you can let me know if you want, if you're out there listening. I just want to give the number out now. I'm going to give it out several times because we do want to hear from you today. We want to know that you're listening, and we do want to know if you have any questions as pertaining to today's topic. Our phone number is 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. I do want to get all our preliminaries out of the way. You can reach us at P.O. Box 5331 Hempstead, New York, where the zip is 11550. If you decide if you need to correspond with us through mail, if you need to correspond with us through email, you can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. Those are the ways that you can contact us. I do want to shout out to all of those that are listening on today. We have people from several locations, and certainly if you shout me out, I'll shout you out. Those here in the United States, Brazil, Canada, the Philippines, United Kingdom, Japan, South Africa, Namibia, Cameroon, Nigeria, Ghana. We thank God for you, you, and you. I want to thank God for all of those people that are listening in, my parents, Melody Stevenson, Sheila Furman, all those that are in Chicago, Virginia, North Carolina, New Jersey, New York, Arizona, Michigan, Delaware, Missionary Jones, Marilyn Tisch, the Normans, to my graphic designer, Ryan Wilson. Thank God for you. To Bishop William Watson, to those at St. John Baptist Church, Free Will Baptist Church, to everyone that is listening, to you, you, and you, we thank God for you sharing with us on today. Our theme here at Global Gospel comes from 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and we know that this is, I don't know if I should say we're ending Holy Week or we're in the midst of Holy Week, but nonetheless, we know that this was Holy Week, starting off with Palm Sunday, as we know it. Yesterday was Good Friday, and we know that around the world, many people put Jesus on the cross and put him into a borrowed tomb. But the good news is that tomorrow is Resurrection Sunday, and certainly we will make sure that Christ does not stay in the grave, and we know that he's already risen. I do want to mention that, and I do want to mention that tomorrow you can join us at 1 p.m. at Global Gospel for our prayer that we have been sharing on the past few Sundays, and there will be several people sharing in prayer with us tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same location on Block Talk Radio. You can tune in and let others know as well. Our theme here, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not,
lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. So the gospel on today, it is good news. I want every listener to know that. It is the power of God unto salvation. It's for the rich, the poor, the black, the white. Wherever you are, whoever you are, no matter your financial status, your economic state, your social state, the gospel is here for you, for you. And to God be the glory for all that he has done. We do have a special guest with us today. And if you read the headlines, our topic today, crisis, pandemic, mental health, and God. And so we want you to meditate on that. And after this next selection, you will be hearing from our guest for today. We don't own the rights to any of the music here, but we pray that it is a blessing to each and every one of you here. This next selection says, "My Redeemer Lives." Nicole Mullen. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till leave?
Bless you.
Adasia Davis.
Hi. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm doing good. In the midst of everything going on, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
That is good news. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to share with Global Gospel on this afternoon. We're just going to start with that song. This was a selection from you. What does that song mean to you?
It means a lot. For me, you know, there are times when, you know, you just kind of are down in the dumps. You kind of lost control, have no answers. And I think that you just have to constantly remind yourself that, you know, God is the Redeemer. He lives. He has everything in his hand. He's in control at the end of the day. Even when I've lost all hope, don't have any answers, I can rely on that. Yeah.
Awesome.
And it's
awesome.
Appropriate, especially with Easter. Very appropriate.
That is true. We are in, we're in the midst of Holy Week for Christians as well as Jews. This is a very high holy time of the year, season.
Right,
well,
right.
So tell us a little bit about yourself for those that don't know you.
Well, again, my name is Adasia Davis. I was born and raised in Long Island. So I guess I can start with spirituality. My mom is Baptist. My father was a practicing Muslim. So in my household, they instilled very spiritual principles into me and my sister, but kind of gave us the space to develop our own relationship with God, which I'm still growing in that. But being a therapist definitely enhanced my relationship with God because I get a lot poured onto me. There's a lot of people with their emotions. I'm getting a lot put into me. And so I kind of need that relationship with God to kind of keep me grounded and focused and even sane to a degree. But yes, I'm a therapist. And this is what I do. I get
really?
Yeah.
Really? So what made you go down this avenue of being a therapist?
I have extended family members that have dealt with mental health issues and also addiction. So I always had like a fascination with human behavior and the mind since I was little. And then I was always the friend that you can go to for advice or to just talk things through, which I'm like, okay, naturally this is going to be a field for me. With that being said, I also learned the issue with giving advice as a therapist, but I'll get into that later.
Okay.
So, you know, with that, I was like, this is just a natural, I find I had a natural gift for like just connecting with people and helping others. And it's something that I enjoy. It comes very easy for me.
Okay, that's great. They say if you find something you love doing, you never have to work. So,
right.
That's very good. So, so you're a therapist. Now, what area do you deal with in therapy? What type of people do you counsel?
Right now, my full-time job, I work in substance abuse, but on the side, I do private practice. I do individual therapy and couples therapy. But I have worked with children. I worked in the child welfare system and foster care and preventive care. I have worked with forensic clients. I have worked with sex offenders, murderers. I've worked with clients with severe mental illness. I've worked with clients that just come in and talk to me about their day-to-day stressors. So I have pretty young, but I have a lot of experience in the field. I work with a wide range of people.
Right. And I know you mentioned earlier, you said that having a relationship with God, it helps you stay grounded and rooted. Now, as in your professional practice, how does mm-hmm. God, are you allowed to mention a higher higher power in your professional practice?
I do. I have to keep it at higher power because, you know,
okay.
Everybody doesn't believe in the same God. I guess.
Right.
You can say it like that. And working in substance abuse, obviously that's like a heavy principle anyway, because, you know, you have to believe in a power outside of yourself. So we drive that into them anyway. But it's never a force. I kind of just say my experience, but I think it's always good to kind of just bring that up just to kind of gauge where they are. Surprisingly, I've had a lot of clients that have called into me specifically asking, are you Christian? Specifically, I have a lot of clients that have asked that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because people are looking for someone to relate to, because I think a lot of times what happens in religion or in Christianity and also in the African-American culture that we have been taught to kind of steer away from professional help. It's kind of like just pray about it and, you know, it'll go away. Would you agree?
I definitely agree. I recently did a presentation on that, and prayer is good, but it needs to be in conjunction with help sometimes. And, you know, just like, you know, God has gifted people with medicine, He's also gifted us with therapy. So it's like, utilize those resources. You know, there are people out here such as myself that, you know, we have the best intentions for people, and we also are spiritually rooted as well, and we will help. So utilize that. It's not like going to, you know, your grandmother, and your grandmother's going to tell everyone. This is a safe space where whatever you say, for the most part, is going to stay between us.
Right.
I say for the most part, because there are times where you have to, you know, break confidentiality.
Right. Okay. When would you say, like, you know, everyone has some sort of issue, but how do you know when it's time to seek professional help?
Me personally, I feel like everyone should have some type of therapeutic support in general, because just like you go to the doctor or the dentist for preventive care, you should have a therapist in your corner. Maybe not weekly, maybe it could be biweekly, maybe it's monthly, but you should have someone in your corner. Because what a lot of people do, even in the medical field, you know, people wait until they have a toothache and then they go to the doctor because they're in pain.
Right.
And now the issue is way out of control when it could have been prevented or, you know, or lessened. Same thing. If you go and seek someone, you already have the tools to equip yourself and the support already in place for when something major does happen. Because one thing we all know, you're going to have some type of trial. You're going to have some tribulation. That's a fact. It's going to happen.
Right.
So I think it's in everyone's best interest to have that type of support in place. Even me.
Okay.
I go and see a therapist. I mean, and not just because of my job, but, you know, it's just good to have. Being in this field, like, I really see the value of having it.
That's really interesting. I never thought about that, because you would just automatically think that someone that's a therapist, they can work through their own situations, you know, from the outside looking in. So I never even thought about that. So that's good information.
Yeah, we hear the stuff I've heard and I've seen a lot, the stuff that I've, like, and you have to be able to bounce that off someone professional. We can't handle, even doctors have to see doctors. So, you know,
that's true.
Yeah.
You know what? I think so much is to be learned and discovered about mental health, because it's just something that people refuse to deal with until there is a problem. And so there's so much that it's really a big unknown area for many people. Now, as far as age is concerned, do you think a person could be too young or too old to seek professional help or professional therapy?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I've worked with children as young as 3 years old. Typically, in those cases, most of the children that I've worked with, they've experienced some type of trauma. But I have worked with, you know, children that their parents are just like, you know, I'm really not sure. They're not socializing properly, or they're having some nightmares. Let's discuss this. you're not too young. You're definitely not too old to do it. Any age. As long as you're able to talk to a degree or at least draw, you can do it.
Okay.
Or some form of communication. Yeah.
Okay. I just want everyone to know our number in studio, 619-924-0800, because I'm going to bring up some issues now. So right now the world is experiencing what we call, what is being called a pandemic. And I have my own personal opinions about what's going on in the world that I'll perhaps share at a later time.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people right now, they're stuck at home, they're quarantined,
mm-hmm.
they can't go to work, they can't go out with their friends, they can't go out with their family, it's social distancing. So much is going on. What would be your advice to people that are stuck in the house right now?
Well, first, I would get it as I'm stuck in the house, I can't do this, I can't do that. But there was also a point where a lot of us were complaining about having to be at work all the time. I'm tired of being at work. I want to spend more time at home. Well, we have the opportunity to spend more time at home. So changing your perception and just is a big thing you can do. You have a lot of free time. You can develop some new skills. You can catch up on those TV shows. You can spend some time with your family. You can go for a walk. But change your outlook of it. Because we don't know how long we're going to be in this situation realistically. No one knows. The government doesn't know. We do not know. Changing your perception of it will help because you can find yourself being miserable. You can get yourself very sick by looking at this from a negative perspective. So I even tell my clients that on a day-to-day, your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. If you can just change your mindset, you may not be able to change the outer world immediately, but if you change how you think about situations, that can help. Really help, yeah.
And so I know you mentioned earlier that you counsel people with substance abuse issues. So as you said, a lot of people have a lot of free time right now. And so this could
mm-hmm.
cause people to go into like a state of depression or anxiety, or it could like, you know, push them over the edge with those substances.
And right.
What do you have to say about that?
Well, specifically for me with my clients, I'm making sure I do weekly, maybe even two times a week, I'm calling and checking in on my clients and providing resources to them where they're still having, if you feel like you're struggling with addiction, you may not be able to physically go to like an NA or an AA meeting, but a lot of places are doing them over the phone. So I have some people that have done phone meetings up to four times a day just for that support. It's very important to have positive supports, whether it's friends or family members. So reaching out to those people when you're struggling, making sure, because a lot of people are confusing social distancing with social isolating, and you do not have to be isolated in this space. The most dangerous thing you can do, anybody, is to be isolated, reaching out to those positive supports. The liquor stores, they're considered essential for whatever reason. You know,
for what reason?
I'm not sure, but it's considered essential. I'm sure that once this is all over, myself and other therapists are going to see a surge of clients that are going to come in with substance abuse issues. And with that, I would just say if you're going to drink, be mindful, monitor yourself, find other things to do. Recognize, you have to recognize your trigger. Right now is the time where you need to be most aware of your thoughts, your feelings, of your actions. You need to be very aware and vigilant at this time.
Okay. All right. So I think that this time is probably a good time to take a break. Our number in studio is 619-924-0800. If you have developed a question, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about dealing with grief and loss, because there is a lot of that going on right
yeah.
now. So we will be back Say a Prayer, Donna Lawrence. Stay tuned.
Lord, I come to you. I ask you to grant my request. The prayer I pray today is different than the rest. The enemy is threatened by the gift you placed in me. Hear my earnest prayer. Cover me.
Reverend Lamar Townsend. Adesia Davis is here with us today. She is a professional therapist. And perhaps you missed the first segment at 2 o'clock immediately following this episode. You can log on and you can listen to the whole entire episode because all our episodes are archived. Okay, so we're back. And once again, our number in studio 619-924-0800, and we're having a dialogue discussion about therapy and how we need to maintain a healthy mind. So there is a lot going on in the world, and we know COVID-19, Corona. I don't want to give that too much credit or overemphasize that issue because I think. My personal opinion, so I'm attaching a disclaimer to this, is that sometimes mm-hmm. the media can make things a lot more than what it is, and it brings on anxiety. I myself made a decision that, listen, I can't watch the news like that because some people are glued to it all day, every day, and it just becomes burdensome. To watch all the bad news, and you looking at, I was looking at Italy and all these places, and it's just lining coffins up. So,
right.
Which brings me to the point that I'm saying about grief. A lot of people have experienced losses, and I know that culturally, at least with African Americans, and I remember when Michael Jackson passed away, everybody wanted to know what is a repass. But that's a whole nother story. But culturally, or with any culture, when people pass away, die, transition, and go on, families gather, friends gather to pay respects and to share their memories. And that can't happen right now because of social distance. I mean, there are several people that are now people that wouldn't normally have a cremation. They're having a cremation. People are going directly from the hospital to the undertaker to the cemetery. And I'm skipping ahead of myself. We can no longer go to the hospital to visit people. And
no.
Even ministers and chaplains, you cannot go. And so what do we say to our people that they can't even visit their loved ones at this time?
Right. What I would say is, first, you have to acknowledge the difficulty in the situation with that person. And I would say just try to have them stay connected. It's really important to continue to reach out. For instance, and this had really nothing to do with grief and loss, but just, again, a story of connection. All of this going on, my cousin wanted to get out of the house, pulled up and parked across the street from my house, and I was just talking to her from the door while she was across the street. So even you may not be able to physically hug that person, you may not be able to be in close proximity of them, but it's okay to still park across the street and just show your face. Make sure you make a phone call. You can drop off some food at the doorstep. Just stay connected. And I would say that also you can reminisce. It's a good time to still reminisce. Reminisce about the person. Look at pictures. Discuss memories with them. But also engage in some type of restorative activities, whether that's engaging in some type of hobby, making future plans, continuing to exercise. It's all about balance right now. And also avoid the news if you can. It's okay to unplug. And right now, all we're seeing is information about this pandemic. We are literally starting to see images of these coffins. And I would just say just try to avoid that. Try to limit it to just like, okay, I need to watch it for a few minutes just to get a little update in your time in front of the TV, because that just exacerbates the issue. And then trying to just let go of the guilt, because a lot of people are going to feel like they didn't do enough. A lot of people are going to have survivor's guilt. Try to let go of it. As difficult as it is. But what I would say is just make sure you surround your friends and loved ones that have lost someone with love and support. Support them during this time, because it's very death. Any type of loss is difficult, but this is a unique situation in which the human connection is kind of severed.
Wow. And first of all, when your cousin pulls up and rolls up outside across the street, make sure you use your outside voice. Do not use your inside voice.
Right. Use the outside voice. Use the outside voice. And as much as you may want to let that family member in, yeah, don't. Just don't. They still be safe. But, yeah, use your outside voice. And it's okay to, like, you need a face to see. You do.
Right.
You do. I actually read an article today about a woman that lost her husband and son 3 days apart due to this. And
I saw that.
Couldn't go
to
the hospital. Yeah. And, you know, it was straight to the cemetery, and, you know, she was opening her garage for people to leave food. And she was just saying how devastated she was by not being able to have loved ones around her. But, you know, that's when she also said, I'm going to rely on my faith. I'm going to rely on my faith in Christ right now, because I need it more than ever. Do that.
Right. And just because I just happened to read that article on this morning as well. And her husband was a minister in the church as well. But she did something.
Right.
Listen, mama pulled rank. She told them when her husband passed away, she said, listen, y'all do what y'all have to do, and I'm going to do what I have to do, but y'all are going to let me in there. And she pulled rank, she gloved up, she gowned up, whatever she had to do, and she went in there. And listen, I know a few more people like that.
She wasn't able to. For her son, she wasn't able to, though.
Okay. But when the husband was there, she went in. She pulled rank.
She went in. Okay.
Yes. Mama wasn't playing. And so, but, you know, God was on her.
I get it.
Because that's something very difficult to deal with. Like, you people need closure. And I'm seeing what I'm seeing, and I'm not a trained professional. What I'm seeing right now is people are not going to have closure with the loss of their loved ones right now because of what we've been accustomed to doing.
It's true. I actually, interestingly enough, I had a conversation with a couple of my friends last week, and I was telling them, I'm like, yeah, we have the health crisis, but people don't understand the residual effects that are going to come even years from now because of this, because this is very traumatizing. Even if you have not personally lost a loved one, even having to constantly hear about the loss, it's traumatic.
Yes.
This is a very traumatizing time.
Right. And I do. We're almost at the close of the hour, so our number, those of you that have questions, comments, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. But I do want to bring this small piece and then I'm going to let you kind of conclude in your own way. Right now, because of social distancing and because of the laws of the land, many people of the faith community, now, whether that means you attend a mosque, a synagogue, a church, or whatever, you can no longer assemble as we once knew it for worship experience in this season. And like we said, we don't know how long this is going to last. What would you say to those of the faith community that cannot connect? They can't turn to their neighbor. They can't greet their brothers and sisters, their pastor, their priest,
mm-hmm.
Their rabbi. What would you just say to the faith community?
What I would say is, you know, if you have internet access and, you know, you can do, a lot of people are doing the virtual services. If you can engage in that, do that. This might have to be just going back to the old school of just, hey, you got to pick up the phone and call and, you know, call people. You might have to call your pastor, call your friend. You might have to do like a little three-way call where you host a Bible study. Do that. And then also, this might be your time, your one-on-one time with God. Take advantage of that. Get that one-on-one time in. Because I think a lot of times we kind of put that to the back burner. It's like, okay, you know, I'm going to go to church on Sunday. I'm going to go to Bible study on Tuesday. This is what I need. You know, I'm going to go to choir rehearsal on Thursday. Cool. But sometimes you just got to sit by yourself, just you and God. Whether that's in your room, in your bathroom, sometimes that's what you got to do. And I think this is a great time to do it. That's why I said it's all about changing your perspective. This is allowing us all time to just sit and reflect and be in ourselves and develop our relationship with God and continue to get closer. This is the time is now to do that. Whatever, despite the health issue, what the government is saying, there's something that we're all supposed to receive out of this. Get your message, whatever it's supposed to be. Get it.
Okay. I definitely agree with that, that there is definitely something to be learned from every experience. And this is definitely one for the history books. This is something people are going to be telling their grandkids about in the years to come. Because I do believe, just like this is one of those major events in history. Those of us that have like older family members and the people that lived through the Depression, and they told us all about what happened in the Depression. They told us about Korea. They told us about Vietnam. We lived through, in my generation, 9/11. This is definitely something for the history books. This situation, that this health pandemic that we are dealing with right now, it's even when AIDS came about, it was a serious issue, but it wasn't taking people out this fast.
Right.
Not like in hours, like you're here and you're gone. So,
right.
I thank God that you were able to share just a little bit with us today. And certainly we do want people to reach out to a therapist or reach out to you. If you first of all, is there anybody you'd like to shout out today?
Well, I am part of a podcast, Cold Wagon, WAGNN podcast.com. We discuss various topics about mental health. And sometimes we just don't discuss anything. We're just talking. I'd like to shout out my parents and my grandparents and, you know, everybody that's just been supporting me. And even thank you and your brother Marlon for this opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Marlon's my PR person. Shout out to Marlon. Mm-hmm. And we do thank you for sharing with us this afternoon. And your podcast, just mention your podcast information again, because I did intend to talk about that, but we'll talk about that another time. Just mention how we can contact your podcast again.
It's Wagon Podcast, WAGNN podcast.com. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. We're on all platforms. I think even iHeartRadio at this point too. And we release weekly. As of right now, it's kind of been a hold because we have not been able to do the remote stuff. But there's enough episodes that y'all want to check it out. You can also find me on Psychology Today. I'm also doing a lot of telehealth work right now. Most counselors are doing telehealth work since we can't do face-to-face sessions. So it's a really good time to try and get connected with someone, because once this is all over, I can guarantee it's going to be very, very hard to get connected with a therapist if you don't jump on it right away.
So you are going to have a surge of business in a few days. So I guess you should add some hours to your day and some days to your week.
Right.
if that's possible.
Right.
But once again, we do thank you for sharing with us. And we are going to be talking more in the upcoming days about mental health. And certainly we are going to be talking. I need all our listeners to stay tuned because we are going to be talking more about this situation as pertains to the faith community, because so many churches have lost their leader. They have lost their pastor. And everyone is not being affected or infected by COVID-19, but I think people are just merging every situation into one situation just because that's what people do and that's what media does and all the hype. But that is definitely an issue for the faith-based community that has now lost their religious leader and very suddenly. And it had no transitional period, you know. So we're going to be talking more about that in the days to come. And you are welcome to chime in with us. Now, if you need to, my PR person says that if you need to contact Adesia Davis, how can you do that?
You can find me on Psychology Today. My name, I'll spell it for you, A, D as in dog, A, Y as in yellow, S as in Sam, I-A, last name Davis, D-A-V-I-S. I can be contacted there. It has my phone number and a direct email, but you can just contact me and we can arrange some things. That's the primary contact info. Yeah.
Awesome. Any closing remarks?
Just take care of yourself. Get out the house, get some fresh air, love each other, spend some time with God, spend some time with yourself. And we'll get through this. We'll be all right. We get through everything else, we'll get through this.
Awesome. Awesome. Once again, we thank you for sharing with us on today, offering your expertise. We talked about how to handle social distancing, how to handle your substance issues, how to handle crisis. What else did we cover? We pretty much gave you a brief counseling session. But, you know, it can't be done in 60 minutes. We can't solve all your problems. But we do want to encourage you to just keep a healthy mind, healthy body, healthy lifestyle. Isaiah says, Isaiah 26:3, and it was posted for today's episode, that will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. So we have to remember that we have to trust in God, and we have to have faith in God that no matter what is going on, that Christ is there in our lives. Because I am of the faith-based community, that certainly we should continue to pray and seek God about our situations. And when that is not enough, we should seek professional help. As Adesia has said, just like you go to the dentist, don't wait too late, but take preventative measures. So go,
right,
just like you go for a 6-month cleaning. So go for a 6-month release or do something,
right,
because we don't want our situation to manifest. And I just want you to know that Adesia sings as well. So next time we'll try to get you some background music or something, and you can sing for us. We'll make
okay.
sure get you a musician.
All right.
Okay. Okay. So, and your conclusion, your tag.
Yes, this is Adesia Davis from Long Island, New York, and you are listening to Global Gospel hosted by Reverend Lamar Townsend.
Thank you. And we are just going to close with a brief prayer. Gracious, eternal God, our Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy, God. We thank you for another day that you have kept us. We thank you for our special guest today, Adesia Davis. We thank you for all that she is doing to contribute to society, to contribute to this world, to humanity, to her family, and her friends. God, we ask that you bless everyone that is listening on today. You know what they stand in the need of, God. We know that you're able to keep our minds in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, God. And God, we know that today someone may be depressed, they may be experiencing anxiety, they may be having suicidal thoughts, but God, step in and let them know that you can do all things but fail. And we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for sharing with us on today. And we will be glad to have you back with us again whenever your schedule permits.
Thank you so much. I'd love to come back.
All right.
Bye.
God bless you. You can make it. Well, I thank you, my brothers and sisters, for joining in on today to Global Gospel. Remember, all our shows are archived at 2 o'clock. You can listen to the entire episode. Perhaps you missed the first segment, or you missed the second segment, or you missed something that you want to go back and listen again. Log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Look us up on Facebook. Look us up on Instagram. Look us up on Twitter. Look us up on Tumblr. Tomorrow, 1 p.m., April 12th, 1 p.m. Eastern time, we want you to log back on. We'll be having a special prayer. Tomorrow's Resurrection Sunday. We know that we can't worship in our normal houses of worship, but we do want you to log on and we want you to log on and be a part of our prayer. And once again, shout out to the Adesia, the Davis family, mom, dad, and your sister. We thank you all for being productive members of society, and certainly for making your contribution to society and to the world and to Long Island, or as we sometimes say, Strong Island. God bless you. We are going to close. I like the Walls Group, and the Walls Group has a song that says, "Hold On." And so I just want you all, in the midst of all that's going on, to continue to hold on. God bless you.
I promise.